Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks for listening. Time now to resume our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll. We did the New Jersey sports betting referendum before. Now it'll be for any candidate you're voting for in any election anywhere in our area today. Electioneering, welcome here at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Are you voting in the Suffolk County executive race? That's pretty interesting. And we'll talk to Larry Levy from Long Island about it in just a minute. The Staten Island DA's race, any New Jersey legislative contest. We're especially interested if you're voting in the 38th Senate District in Bergen County, which is seen as kind of a mini referendum on Governor Christie and his policies, or anywhere in Middlesex County. Middlesex is one of the few places to vote for Obama in 2008 and Christie in 2009. So it is a true American swing county at this moment. So if you did vote for Obama in 08 and Christie in 09, are you going Democrat or Republican here in 2011 as the whole state legislature is up? And I gather that in Westchester, a frustrated Republican county executive, Rob Astorino, is trying to get a GOP majority in the county legislature so he can get his agenda passed. The New York Post fed me that tidbit. So if you're voting in those or any other elections today, you can call us up right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. It's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll for any candidate you're voting for in any election anywhere in our area today. Electioneering, welcome here at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as your calls are coming in, I want to check in briefly on the Suffolk County executive race. Remember, this is to replace Steve Levy, the controversial Democrat who made a national reputation by being tough on undocumented or illegal immigrants in the county. But he himself got into legal trouble over campaign finance. So Levy is out. And the question is, will Republican Angie Carpenter, the county treasurer, or will Steve Ballone, the Babylon Town supervisor, be in? With us briefly on this is Larry Levy, executive director of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University, former Newsday political columnist and Channel 21 public television political commentator. Hey, Larry, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me. I just love that Leibovitz interview. It's just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. She's great, isn't she?
And now we flip from the poetic images of Ann Leibovitz to the prosaic analysis of Larry Levy in Suffolk County.
How we go from that's right. How we go from Annie Leibovitz and Georgia O'Keeffe to Steve Levy and the Suffolk County property taxes? I don't know, but it is right. It's the biggest New York county in population. Yep. Outside the five boroughs, about 1.5 million people, has all the issues people who don't live there might imagine that it has: burdensome property taxes, a financially strapped county government, density and land use issues that mingle with immigration questions and environmental questions, education issues that intersect with increasing diversity in your no longer Leave It to Beaver suburb. Does that start to get at the backdrop for this election?
Absolutely. And you could even add a bellwether beyond itself. One of the attacks that the Republicans have made, Angie Carpenter, against Steve Ballone is to link him to Barack Obama, putting out mailings, going on the air with ads that, put the two faces together with various messages about being liberals and tax raisers. And it'll be interesting to see if that cuts against Democrat Ballone, and this kind of attack is going on, by the way, around the country in local races.
Did Suffolk vote in the majority for Obama in 08?
Yeah, Nassau and Suffolk went for Obama, not by a lot, and only because there were absolutely massive turnouts in the minority communities. I think in the white areas, Barack Obama did not beat McCain.
So they're tying a county executive to the president. Does it relate directly on the issues?
No, you know, and there really are no issues in this campaign because, you know, Bellone is trying to run as a conservative Democrat that is on tax cutting, holding the line on spending, which is what Suffolk taxpayers liked about Steve Levy, whatever else they didn't like about him. Mm-hmm. And Angie Carpenter is really trying to run as a moderate Republican. She says, I'm not going to lay off county workers. I'm not going to close the county nursing home, as Steve Levy has tried to do. So, you know, there's not a lot of daylight between them when they stand back to back. But they're really trying to project, you know, who is going to be the stronger leader and to tap into this, you know, taxophobia that people have to make the case that I will be a better tax cutter and he's going to be a tax raiser or vice versa.
How's Governor Cuomo's property tax cap playing in Suffolk?
Well, the tax cap is not an issue, but the counterbalance to Barack Obama in what you could call a proxy war is that the Democrats are explicitly trying to tie themselves to Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo came down twice and did major events. He's making thousands of robocalls on behalf of Bellone and I think some other local officials. So the interesting question is, will Barack Obama's unpopularity in this and many other suburban areas now with swing voters bring down local Democrats as we've seen in national wave elections? Remember back in 1964, in 76, local candidates who had nothing to do with anything got beat because Goldwater and Ford went down big. Or will Andrew Cuomo be the counterbalance and make people feel better about Democrats in general, at least obviously in New York?
What makes Cuomo
to me an interesting thing?
What makes Cuomo so popular in Suffolk?
Well, for the same reason he's popular everywhere. He has projected, after many, many years of its absence, a sense that somebody is in charge, that there's adult supervision, that there's a person who, and again, this is not, you know, that there's somebody who cares about you as a taxpayer, as an individual, that somebody who is going after corruption. Now, I mean, I can, you know, try to contradict any of this if I wanted to. But the reality is, this is a guy who is perceived as a strong mm-hmm. leader on issues that people care about. And frankly, he deserves it, too.
What about Steve Levy's legacy on immigration? This is what got him attention outside of Suffolk. Does this become an issue in the race to succeed him?
Well, yes, to some extent. The two candidates have debated several times, and one of them was a debate sponsored by a, let's call it a pro-immigrant group, and they both showed up, and they went out of the way to say, you will hear some very different rhetoric from us. We're going to try to bring people together. We're going to try to figure out what the needs and problems are that local officials can deal with and not worry about the job of the immigration service. So, no voter, I don't think a voter is going to be moved on this because they're both saying the same thing.
Hmm. Larry Levy.
In fact, you could say that Angie Carpenter could get hurt because the conservative Republican base may not like hearing that from her after hearing it from Steve Levy.
Larry Levy, no relation to the outgoing county executive, executive director of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University. Thanks so much, Larry.
You're welcome, Brian.